Wendy Snyder sitting in for the vacationing Bob Surratt. He'll be back on Wednesday of next week. And we go live to Joseph Lindsley right now. CNN reporting a top Ukrainian pilot was killed when a U.S.-made F-16 fighter jet crashed on Monday, just weeks after the long-awaited planes arrived in the country. And Joseph will give us more. Good morning to you, Joseph.
Good morning to you, Wendy. Hello. Good afternoon from Kyiv. And yes, this is heavy and difficult news for Ukrainians. The incident happened on Monday when Russians were launching their biggest ever missile and drone attack upon Ukraine. If you'll remember, I mean, that was one of the most intense days for everyone here in Ukraine throughout the country. Hours and hours in many cities, about 8 hours of air raid alarm and constant attack. And this was the first major attack where Ukrainians had these F-16s in use. Not a lot. It's probably just about four. We don't know for sure. But we do know that the F-16s were part of the effort, successful efforts, to stop many of those missiles from hitting their targets within Ukraine. And according to the reports, so the name of this pilot, Oleksiy, call sign Moonfish, before he was killed and the plane was destroyed, he shot down. He stopped at least three missiles, cruise missiles, from hitting Ukrainian cities. And I think that part, I mean, this obviously is a huge blow for sort of the public relations game of the war, because it took, you know, Ukraine so long to make the case to receive F-16s. In May 2023, President Biden, after saying there's no chance, in May of a year ago, he said, okay, we're going to send them. And then it was a constant delay for many reasons. And finally, a few of them arrived here. President Zelensky had warned that that would not be enough to really make a difference. But, there, you know, there was excitement about the F-16s being here. Reports all over the country of people saying, oh, I think I saw one. I heard one. You know, sort of it gave people a big boost. And indeed, you know, it seems the F-16s did help mitigate the damage that could have happened from that major Russian attack. But so soon after receiving them, to have this loss, I mean, it feeds into the propaganda that, you know, people saying, oh, Ukrainians can't handle this machinery. And so it's really a difficult moment. It also comes, Moonfish was killed a year plus one day after one of his best friends, who was also a top Ukrainian fighter pilot, call sign Juice. He was called Juice because he didn't drink alcohol. He was one of the biggest campaigners for F-16s to come to Ukraine. He spoke English well. He traveled to Washington. He became friends with some members of the Congress. He was killed in not an F-16, in an older Soviet fighter jet a year ago. So he never got to saw his dream of F-16s coming to Ukraine. And 1 year to the day later, one of his best friends, who also went to Washington to make the case for F-16s, Moonfish, was killed. And it's interesting that some Ukrainians have pointed out, you know, the headlines in Ukraine were about the death of the F-16 pilot, but the headlines in the British and American media were about the loss of an F-16. You know, and that's, you know, in a sense, you know, it's because that's what Americans, you know, that's what those in charge care about. You know, it's an expensive piece of equipment. And so this is, it's a very difficult blow, but it's very important to emphasize that, you know, this was during the most intense Russian attack, nationwide attack upon Ukraine since February 2022.
And Moonfish died a hero, too. So that needs to be brought up as well. Did they have any training on F-16? Because it sounds like they didn't have anything that technologically advanced before they arrived.
Indeed. So the training was done in the United States, in countries throughout Europe, because, you know, there are many nations around the world that have F-16s and other top fighter jets from America. So the pilots, they could not train here in Ukraine. They went abroad.
Ah.
And by, you know, so many of the indications we have, you know, whenever Ukrainians are training with militaries abroad, they really impress, you know, the officers they're working with. In fact, I was talking with a girl who, Ukrainian, she was working as a translator in the United Kingdom at one of the training camps. And the UK had, you know, some of the trainers were like 22-year-old, recent, you know, military academy graduates, British, you know, in the UK, telling Ukrainians who have already been in battle what to do. And they're not really teaching them, you know, it's sort of a charade. They're not really teaching them something new. There's a lot of that. Now, there are other, especially when it comes to special forces, there's been a lot of sort of like co-learning experiences. Things Ukrainians have been able to share with other militaries and things that Ukrainians certainly have learned. And that's in the case of the F-16s, because it does require very specialist training. Indeed, I mean, that was, I think in many ways, that was one of the reasons for delays. Part of it might have been political, but a lot of it is because it took a lot of training. And there are F-16 accidents, in the American, for the United States, in the American military. So it does happen, and this was during this horrible, intense attack. Meanwhile, well, this is both negative and positive news. In Paris, the Paralympics have begun, and Ukrainians already have they have their biggest ever delegation there, and they already have won several medals. One reason why they have the biggest ever delegation there is because there are now more than 100,000 Ukrainians who've lost arms or legs or, both or some combination thereof in these past 2.5 years. It's probably a lot higher than that, especially if you go to a city like Lviv. You can feel it because that's where a lot of them go to recuperate. So that's one reason why Ukrainians are doing well at the Paralympics after only 2 days, is because they have so many of these, people missing arms and legs. And, that includes children who are missing limbs. And they have to, if you, when you're young and you're still growing, you have to get new limbs, every
Oh,
year or
yeah.
so. So it's a, these little things that get forgotten. And meanwhile, the Russians are steadily progressing toward that city, Pokrovsk, in the east, and Donbass. The Ukrainians are really pushing to get everyone to evacuate from there. It's bad. And also a little bit north of there, in the Kharkiv region, a little city called Kupiansk. I have friends that have they own several coffee shops in Kharkiv. It's a great, cool coffee shop. It would fit in a cool neighborhood in Chicago or Seattle. They very boldly and bravely have opened shops near the front line to serve medics and volunteers and humanitarian people and soldiers. And they had a shop in Kupiansk, and a very brave girl who insisted on working there every day, even though it comes under artillery fire, the shelling, and the Russians are getting closer. And yesterday, the Russians hit the shop almost directly. The girl survived. She's injured. But here, just again, you have these civilians right there in the firing line, and putting themselves in these places of danger.
Well, we got a text too this morning. I'm so glad you talk to Joseph Lindsley every day. I don't hear anything about this war on the regular news. It's nice to hear the updates. So we do enjoy talking to you. I hope it's a quiet weekend for you. Labor Day weekend here in the States, and I hope it's quiet and safe for you this weekend.
Wendy, thanks. And through the good and the bad, it's great to have these conversations. And last night, I think it was the first night this week without I didn't feel the shaking of missile or drone
Oh.
attack upon Kyiv City. So,
Well, that's a blessing, and you have to count your
yes,
blessings, right?
absolutely.
All right, we can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com to find out more and follow Joseph's journey, I guess, is what we could say. Thank you again, Joseph. We'll talk to you on Tuesday morning.
Thanks, Wendy. Until Tuesday. Happy Labor Day.
You as well. Just a lot of stuff going on over there, and it is interesting to keep up to date on that.